Back in March, I spoke to Caroline Stillwell, who's been involved in a local campaign to send a container load of essential supplies to the Polish-Ukrainian border. The response to it was absolutely incredible, with two truckloads of essentials making their way out there. Now, there are still severe shortages of food and water in Ukraine. Many innocent Ukrainians are facing starvation. The war continues and help is still urgently needed. So Caroline is back. And she's here now. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, how
are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Jolly good.
Now, it was wonderful, the response last time, wasn't it? Tell us about what happened. Give us a sort of little rundown of what happened the last time you collected.
So we arranged at my local church, the Baptist Church in Ramsden Bell House, to do a collection for 2 days, 3 hours of time. I think it was the Sunday and the Monday, and we did originally think we would just get kind of two truckloads, but in actual fact, the whole collection that was with the local pub as well, they had 16 trucks and 33 tons of of donations. It was incredible. We had hundreds of people come on those days just to our little village church with so much and so generous, and
yeah,
it was really heartwarming. It was lovely. So the guys took that all over. It took a few days to get there, and they got it right to the heart of where it was needed, and they have been a couple of times since, so
right,
they've got connections with charities out there, so they know exactly what is needed, and seeing it firsthand, you know, devastation.
Absolutely.
So
where did all these extra trucks come from, or was it just additional journeys by the same ones?
It was, there was just different people decided to join in. So we had a guy called Rob Drumgold, who's been really instrumental in all of the charity work. He originally came along to the church to help us out and give us boxes, and he loaded his work van, and he ended up just saying, I'm going to go with them.
Wow.
So there was a lot of that. A lady that runs the Fox and Hound in Ramsden Church Road, she decided she was going to take a truck, so she went with them as well. I think it just snowballed.
Incredible, isn't it? Absolutely. People's generosity is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. So is it the same team going out this time?
It's a slightly smaller team.
Right.
They've kind of worked out the logistics of what worked and what didn't work before.
Right.
So it's a smaller team. I think there's three of them. So it's Rob, Steve, and another guy. It's Boxers Barbers. Owns that. Same guy. So they have got two charities. One is the Voices of Children. They've got connections with. So once they get into Ukraine, they sort of hand over to them, and then they deliver it where it's really needed.
Right. Now, I think last time all the aid went to a town on the Polish-Ukrainian border.
Yes.
Is it going back to the same place again or somewhere else?
It will probably go to Lviv and Slavik.
Oh, right.
This time, that's where these two charities particularly are sort of looking at going. They are based in, is it Krakowik?
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce these words. But
fair enough. Okay. So, well, let's get to the details then. What sort of donations are you looking for, first of all?
So it is purely food and medical supplies. So food in kind of dried form. So lentils, raisins, noodles, pasta, tea, coffee, cooking oil, flour, yeast, anything dried. Not so many tins because they're quite heavy and it takes up a lot of weight in the vans. And medical supplies would be things like your ibuprofen, paracetamol, plasters, Calpol, or nappies, women's sanitary products, toothbrushes, all that kind of thing.
Right, you have put details of this on Facebook, haven't you? Where can people find that on Facebook?
So on Facebook, it's on all the local pages. So you've got the Bilking Discussion page, Wickford Chit Chat, the Secret Ramsden Bell House page. So I have posted it, all over social media. It's also, I put it on my salon page as well, Bespoke Beauty. So,
okay. Well, we'll put it on our website as well later on, so we cover everybody, hopefully. So where and when can donations be dropped off?
So a few people are bringing donations to the salon, if that's easier for them. So my salon's based in Stock. But okay. The church collection will be on Saturday, 10 till 1. That is the Rams and Bell House Baptist Church on Church Road. So Saturday, 10 till 1. And those donations are going to be boxed up with the same volunteers that did it before. And they'll be going out the Sunday, the next day.
Wow, okay, lovely. Well, tell us about your salon as well. We need to know where it is, please.
So it's in Stock. Yeah. It's on Stock Road. It's called Bespoke Beauty. And, we've been here for 7 years. It's like a little business park. It's really quaint and sweet. And, yeah, we're very busy. There's just the two of us here. And I've literally nipped out between clients to talk to you.
I know, I was a bit early for you just now and you were still finishing off, weren't you? Yeah.
So, we do all sorts of treatments. We are known really for our skincare clinic and we do brows, lashes and massage and waxing. So, yeah, we've got lovely clients and we're very busy, luckily, so we're grateful for that.
Very good, very good. Oh, well, good luck to you in your business. And
thank you.
So anyone can drop stuff off at any time.
Yes.
There. Yeah, lovely.
All right,
now you had one very important helper last time that you told me about. You had a lot of help from your four-year-old. Is he back working hard again?
He's not, actually. He's too busy this time.
Oh,
he's football,
shame.
Swimming and preschool. So he will be there, though.
He's got a busy social calendar, has he?
He has. Yeah. He will be at the church Saturday while we're doing the collecting, because he likes to...
Excellent.
Well, he's not really very helpful at all, but he's a big cake in the corner. To be honest, he runs about.
Oh, fantastic. So, I think you and all those people involved in that are absolute heroes. So well done, Caroline, for all that.
Thank you.
More power to you and everybody as well. And we'll put, as I say, all the details up on the Phoenix FM website. And let's hope you get an equally brilliant response this time.
Yeah, we really do. We really do need people to support us, because it has dropped off a little bit, the donation.
Yeah.
We really appreciate anybody that could come down in any small way.
Absolutely. And I think that's an interesting point, actually. I think I think we can only take so much of this terrible news, and we kind of turn away from it, don't we? But it's important.
Completely.
It's important to remember that it's still going on, and people still in need of help. And that's what you're doing. So well done. Absolutely brilliant. Caroline Stillwell, thank you so much for chatting
today.
You're very welcome. Best of luck now.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye bye.